you know, we all kind of can relate and just look back into the Bible and see characters where we kind of were influenced by, or actually see like parts of our life was parts of what they lived through. And for me in this journey, I've been on this journey for 8 years when I had rededicated my life in 2015. And just to name a few that I kind of look back and I see a part of me and what they went through, but also how they influenced me and helped me to have a better and closer relationship with God. So for David, I think the last time I shared, I really prayed and continued to ask God to, I just wanted to have, to go after his own heart. And that was something I just heard and just seen how David went after God's own heart. So David is one. Moses is another one where he stuttered, but I was kind of silenced when I was a kid, but that's no longer because I'm here and I'm speaking and I'm doing what God has told me to do. There's Jonah, where I used to run from God and now I'm running to him. Mary and Martha, I used to be a Martha sometimes complaining, but now I am Mary because I want to be at his feet. I want to be at his feet and just glean and take everything that he has for me. And then there's Elisha, where he asked for the double portion from Elijah before he went up into heaven. So I'm in a place where, you know, obviously some of you guys know we're doing the Av God, and this is my second time doing it. And I'm just so amazed how God has just transformed me, and just, it's just been this transformation. I just want to be at his feet and just not disappoint him, and just to please him, and just to do whatever he calls me to do, no matter what that looks like, no matter how scared I am, no matter if my voice cracks, no matter if I lose breath, no matter what it is. Nehemiah is one that I've been really just reading and studying, and God has showed me over the last couple weeks, and just a resemblance, right? So for Nehemiah, for those of you who don't know, he was grieved by the people of Jerusalem because the wall has been torn down. And when he came in to, when it starts in chapter one, he prays and just asks God. And it literally says that he was grieving for days. He mourned, he prayed, and he fasted. And I can relate to Nehemiah because I've grieved for his people. I grieve for God's people. And just to see the heartbreak and just to see the chaos that's going in the world, and they just need Jesus. For Nehemiah, and this is how I relate to him, he had a love for God, a deep desire to serve him regardless what the world says. I am a woman of God, a woman of prayer, devoted to God's word, and a passion to please him. And then just breaking it down in chapter one, Nehemiah grieved and he prayed. And over the course of the Nehemiah in the book, he prayed 8 times, spontaneous prayers. So he kept going to God before he responded. He kept going to God before he spoke. You know, he kept going to God. And then Nehemiah gained favor with the king. So if you go back and read, he prayed before, once the king came to him and said, "What is wrong with you? You look sick," basically. And before Nehemiah even opened his mouth, he spoke and asked God, and God gave him what to say to him. But then Nehemiah had enemies. And this is what I want to talk to you guys about, because I really think it's important, especially for our church. Obviously, we have a mandate on our church. God has called us to bigger and greater, and we're going to have enemies regardless, whether it's people coming against us in our workplace, in our families, wherever the case may be, right? So in Nehemiah 6, it says, Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem the Arab, and the rest of our enemies found out that I had finished rebuilding the wall and that no gaps remained, though we had not yet set up the doors and the gates. So Sanballat and Geshem sent a message asking me to meet them at the villages in the plain of Ono. So if you guys don't know, those are his enemies. They do not want to see him succeed. And then in verse 3, it says, but I realized they were plotting to harm me. So I replied by sending this message to them. I am engaged in a great work, so I can't come. Why should I stop working to come and meet with you? Immediately, he shut them down. He does not have time to be messing with fools. And that's the way I see it. That's the way I wrote it in my Bible. He does not have time messing with fools. Yeah. 4 times they sent this same message, and each time I gave them the same reply. The fifth time, Sanballat's servant came with an open letter in his hand, and this is what it said. There's a rumor among the surrounding nations, and Geshem tells me it is true, that you and the Jews are planning to rebel, and that is why you are building a wall. According to his reports, man, not God, you plan to be their king. He also reports that you have appointed prophets in Jerusalem to proclaim about you, look, there's a king in Judah. You can be very sure that this report will get back to the king. So I suggest that you come and talk it over with me. This is what I love about Nehemiah. I replied, there is no truth in any part of your story. You are making up the whole thing. Call a lie, face to face, let them know. They are just trying to intimidate us, imagining that they could discourage us and stop the work. So I continued the work with even greater determination. He did not let down. And I really been feeling in my spirit that we cannot take our foot off the gas. We have to keep pushing and pressing forward, because the enemy will take an inch and it will turn into 10 miles. So don't let up. Don't let up. Later, I went to visit Shemaiah, the son of Daliad and the grandson of Mehetabel, who was confined to his home. He said, let us meet together inside the temple of God and bolt the door shut. Your enemies are coming to kill you. He was trying to set them up, y'all. Trying to set up. And he exposed himself, not knowing that Nehemiah already knew. But I replied, should someone in my position run from danger? Now, you already know, we run into the enemy face to face. Should someone in my position enter the temple to save his life? No, I won't do it. I realized that God had not spoken to him, but that he had uttered this prophecy against me because Tobiah and Sanballat had hired him. They were hoping to intimidate me and make me sin. Then they would be able to accuse and discredit me. And he says, remember, oh my God, all the evil things that Tobiah and Sanballat have done. And remember Noadiah, the prophet, and all the prophets like her who have tried to imitate me. So I just want to encourage you. There's enemies out here. They're trying to fight us. They're trying to discredit us. They're trying to, you know, say that, okay, you love Jesus, but you do X, Y, and Z. Make sure you're walking the way you're supposed to be walking, making sure you're not sinning. You know, we are to live a life of, you know, we are sinners, but we have to live the life that God has called us to. And I just want to encourage you. And I just wrote here some points because I was in it. Question, have you ever received a text message? And this is really going back to how he received these letters, right? Have you received a text message or DM, phone call, email trying to distract you, right? Be mindful, slow to speak, pray, ask God if you're supposed to speak back, respond back, call him out, call a lie, he did it. And if that's what you gotta do, sometimes you gotta do it. If Nehemiah was uncertain about who he was or his position in God, he probably would have hidden, but it would have cost him his life. What are you doing that could cost you your life? And this is not just for us, this is for whoever hears this message, right? Are you certain about who God called you to be and where you are going or what you are doing in building his kingdom? We will no longer run from the enemy, but face him head first. We know he is coming and we know his tactics. That is why it's important to heal and be emotionally healthy. It took them 52 days to rebuild the wall. There's 50 days left in the year as of today. What is it that God has instructed you to do? And can you complete it? We have enough time in 2023 to do what God has called us to do. So despite your enemies, despite what you may be up against, I just want you to be encouraged that God has a better plan and purpose. And I want to see all of y'all succeed. I love y'all.